Worthy rivals involves respecting other players in a market. A mature executive regards them not as competition to smash, but a worthy rival to offer a contrast and comparison to what their company does. Existential flexibility involves keeping the cause, but possibly adjusting the delivery mechanism or product. For example, if publishers had seen themselves as being in the spreading ideas business rather than simply books, they might have invented Amazon or the digital e-reader. What's good about it? Most C-level executives have their area of responsibility built into their title. Chief Financial Officer, Chief Marketing Officer, Chief Technology Officer, and so on. The CEO does not, so what exactly are they supposed to do? It was Milton Friedman in the 70s who ruined everything by stating that the purpose of a company was to generate as much money as possible for its shareholders. In fact, it's the responsibility of a business to 1. Advance a purpose, 2. Protect people, and 3. Generate a profit. Ethical fading is when a company culture allows people to act in unethical ways to advance their own interests at the expense of others, whilst falsely believing that they have not compromised their moral principles. It usually starts with small, seemingly innocuous transgressions that then grow and compound. Cause blindness is when we become so wrapped up in our cause, or the apparent wrongness of the other player's cause, that we fail to recognise their strengths or our weaknesses. What you have to watch. The theme of the book is not original to the author. He does acknowledge this. It comes from a 1986 short book by Dr. James Kass. One could argue that the term just cause is essentially the same as many people's current interpretation of purpose.